Nutshell by Ian McEwan. Read by Rory Kinnear.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Oh God, I could be bounded in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space. Were it not that I have bad dreams. Shakespeare, Hamlet.
1. So here I am, upside down in a woman, arms patiently crossed, waiting. Waiting and wondering who I'm in, what I'm in for. My eyes close nostalgically when I remember how I once drifted in my translucent body bag, floated dreamily in the bubble of my thoughts through my private ocean in slow-motion somersaults, colliding gently against the transparent bounds of my confinement, the confiding membrane that vibrated with, even as it muffled, the voices of conspirators in a vile enterprise. That was in my careless youth. Now, fully inverted, not an inch of space to myself, knees crammed against belly, my thoughts, as well as my head, are fully engaged. I've no choice. My ear is pressed all day and night against the bloody walls. I listen, make mental notes, and I'm troubled. I'm hearing pillow talk of deadly intent, and I'm terrified by what awaits me, by what might draw me in. I'm immersed in abstractions, and only the proliferating relations between them create the illusion of an